this is the problem I had. I said, listen, I said, instead of y'all bombarding me about medical marijuana, won't y'all stay on top of the Food and Drug Administration and ask them to reschedule a drug? Because the way it's scheduled, you can't, it can't be prescribed. But if they reschedule it, which I think they're about to do, track, but you asked.
No, but what's your plan for District 36?
Well, District 36, you know, there are a lot of great things going on in District 36, but there's room for improvement. And like I said, what we have to do is make sure that we strengthen and improve our public education system. That's got to be first and foremost. We got to make sure that health care is available for everybody, regardless of your income situation. We got to make sure that we're working on that hard. I am with a lot of people. We got to make sure we have broadband availability and accessibility, because that ties right into education. So like when COVID kicked in and a lot of students were having to learn from home, but you have some areas they don't have access to Wi-Fi, all right? You have healthcare, you have people that you can get telemedicine. You can get on with your doctor down at MUSC in Charleston and they can diagnose you, but you got to have access to Wi-Fi. So those are the things that we're trying to strengthen. We want to make sure that we have, we're always interested in economic development, but we want to recruit industry that have good paying job with good benefits. Now, one thing that Clarendon County is known for, they're going to get mad when I say it, but they have a tendency to recruit industry by saying, if you come to Clarendon County, you can pay low wages. No, we need jobs that offer high wages and good benefits. And so those are things we want to do to kind of move people forward. We want to be able to have things in place where people can help themselves to improve the quality of life for themselves and everything. We want to we have a dire need for affordable housing.
Yeah. Yes.
And you know, yeah. There's housing for rich people, and sometimes people with low income may can find some subsidized housing somewhere. They may not. But for middle income people, if you want to recruit teachers to come and teach in like a Clarendon County, for example, where they're going to live. And so those are the things that we need to work on. And we want to make sure that in District 36, that we have the same opportunities as other areas have. Education, again, and I know y'all heard this cliche, but it's true. There's no reason why in South Carolina the quality of your education got to depend on your zip code. You have some school districts and their facilities like Taj Mahal's. And then you have some where, you know, and if you don't have a good learning environment, it's harder to learn. And so those are things we want to do. We want to make sure that we continue to improve on those things. And that's what I was saying about seniority, because I have seniority, I'm on the most important committees in the Senate. The most important committee up there is Senate Finance. I'm on Senate Finance. I'm on Senate Education. I'm on Medical Affairs. I'm on Family and Veteran Services. And I'm on Labor, Commerce, and Industry, which is business. So I'm on those committees because of my seniority. So my opponent, who I still say is a legal resident of Richland County, he want to come to District 36 and kick me out, which means we're at the bottom of the totem pole all over again. Correct. It just makes no sense.
No representation or right.
Like you're saying, he's an operative.
That's right.
You know, and to me, the fraud starts when you come in and you're going under a party affiliation, and then you get in and you change it. Now you frauded the people because they voted for you as, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican.
So let me tell you about me, because I'm telling you, it makes a difference. So we have our standing committees, the five I just mentioned I'm on. The leadership, Republican leadership, put me on the South Carolina Education Oversight Committee. They put me on the State House Committee. There are a bunch of special committees that are normally five-member committees that are appointed by the president of the Senate. When they appoint that five-member committee, just check the records, it's three Republican and two Democrats. And most of the time, I'm one of the two Democrats. And most of the time, I'm the only African-American on those committees. When we had COVID and all that federal money was coming down and that five-member special committee, Kevin Johnson was at the table. And I had to earn that, because they respect me. They know that I'm going to do the job the right way and whatever. And it's no need to throw all that away. You know, that's what I'm saying. We don't agree on a lot of stuff political-wise, but I have the respect of the leadership. And the president of the Senate, the chairman of Senate Finance. I mean, when they appoint special, I'm going to Dallas later on this month because they had to send 3 or 4 people.
Be careful out there.
And I really don't want to go, but I'm going. But they had to send 3 or 4 people.
Just attend the game.
Right. And I'm one of the one, and I think I'm the only Democrat that's going. So you have to earn that, and I've earned that. And so why we want to give all that away to start all the way back over with somebody that don't even have a clue? And I'm telling you, this man's going around campaigning, talking about how much I'm going to turn, Google him. See how many times the Supreme Court had to reprimand him for the kind of attorney he is. You know, so he don't tell that part of the story. You all saw the paper, the article in the item a couple of weeks ago. Maysville, which is in my current district, but it won't be when I go back in, they got all kind of issues in Maysville. Yeah. They hired him as the town attorney, and the new mayor says, I'm trying to call this man. He won't even return my call. Yeah. But he don't want to talk about that. So I keep going off track.
Now you good? Yeah. Fred, you had something you wanted to say?
Yeah, I saw a video on YouTube. I think you was speaking to the House about the weed, the marijuana.
Let's talk about that because I was the reason why. We don't have medical marijuana in South Carolina.
What?
Let me tell you why. Because when we first started dealing with the whole issue of medical marijuana, it was really a joke. And we had people coming and testifying from Colorado, California. We had local people testifying. We had doctors and nurses testifying. And that's what I formed my opinion on. So I had, for example, Dr. Beryl Backus-Keith contacted me. She was against it. I had Dr. Graham in Lake City because what they were telling me, they said, you know, in our practice, we're seeing more and more young people come to our practice depending on marijuana. So what happened was I said, listen, let's be real. This is not a medical marijuana bill. There are a lot of health studies that have been done. Marijuana, in many cases, don't have a medicinal value. Now, you may be in a lot of pain and you may try marijuana. And maybe if you get high, and I don't know what that feels like, you don't recognize you're in pain. But I had a fella that came to me from Sumter. This one I was trying to form my opinion in my office, and rolling in a wheelchair, and told me he was a disabled veteran, and how much pain and stuff he goes through, and the only thing that helps him is medical marijuana. Is marijuana. The guy had left my office 30 minutes, and I started getting phone calls. The guy's a fraud. He's a pothead. It's not a thing wrong with him. He borrowed the wheelchair. So I said, listen, if y'all want to say legalize marijuana, then just say that. But don't say we're doing it medical-wise. I did the research. And so the states that have medical marijuana, the vast majority of the folks who get medical marijuana are young men between the ages of 18 and 35.
They're trying to get
the most healthy part of the country. Okay, and then the bill, now let me say this, the bill, when it first was introduced, and the bill we're debating now, the one we're debating now, is much better. If it passes, I can live with it. But the way it started off, I do have back problems, but if I had serious back issues, right, where I couldn't hardly maneuver, and the next person come in, they may have a back pain here and there, but they can get as much medical marijuana as I can.
This episode is sponsored by Events by Sweet P LLC, CEO Eartha Mae Hughes. Our mission at Events by Sweet P LLC is to provide and create seamless, lasting experience. Our service are impeccable and precise to leave every client with a smile. We will give you a lasting impression as we help your vision come alive. You can contact Eartha Mae Hughes at 803-983-4625. Again, 803-983-4625. And our email address is eventsbysweetp104@gmail.com. Again, eventsbysweetp104@gmail.com. Jerome Robinson MMA of Team Robinson MMA. A safe training environment that will enable students of all ages and backgrounds to grow physically and mentally. You can visit their website at www.imteamr.com for more information. If you're interested in being a sponsor, contact myself, Ernest Miller at 803-565-9752. That's 803-565-9752. Or you can hit me up on my email at eaenestmiller83@gmail.com. Again, that's eaenestmiller83@gmail.com. You can also make contact with my producer, Victor Wesley of Vic West Production. His telephone number is 803-225-0021. That's 803-225-0021. Also, his email address is vicwestp@gmail.com. That's vicwestp@gmail.com.
And it was just a lot of things about the bill that just wasn't good. And we had researchers where people saying that medical marijuana is good for glaucoma, it's good for cancer, it's good for HIV AIDS. And this research says none of that is true.
But I have a question. Yes, I don't mean to interrupt you. Mm-hmm. But I also saw, and just to make sure that I saw what I saw, but didn't they say, like in Washington, that they passed legalized marijuana for the whole U.S.?
Washington, D.C. did, and I'm going on memory, they don't enforce it. So you can go in Washington, D.C., and you can smoke marijuana openly. But I don't think you can on federal property.
But it's not for the whole U.S.?
No, not for the whole U.S.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you now, legalizing marijuana is coming. Now,
I was about to ask you that.
This is the problem I had. I said, listen, I said, instead of y'all bombarding me about medical marijuana, won't y'all stay on top of the Food and Drug Administration and ask them to reschedule the drug? Because the way it's scheduled, it can't be prescribed. But if they reschedule it, which I think they're about to do, then so it's going to happen. But the point I was trying to make is, they call it they call it the Compassionate Care Act. That's what they call it. I said, well, if you got compassionate care, what about all these young people that you know that they're not getting care? So the biggest thing was the bill was a farce, but I will say this: the sponsor of the bill, he's one of the best senators up there, in my opinion. What that bill started as and what it is now, it's a much better bill. And I think, to be honest with you, the bill finally this past year we just adjourned, passed the Senate, but they couldn't get it past the House. And if it had gotten past the House, the governor was going to veto it unless he had a change of heart. So my thing is, if you want to legalize marijuana, but don't come say we want to do it because it would just be a way for people who want marijuana for recreational use to get it. Because even if that bill passed, because of the federal law, doctors still couldn't prescribe it. You have to go to a dispensary and get it. So when it passes, and it is going to pass in South Carolina, it would be a much better bill than what we started out with.
So would it pretty much be like for my mother, for instance? Her doctor sort of suggests that she take some type of marijuana for her pain because it might be much safer than her taking pain medication. Would it be used for that?
With the medical marijuana, that was one of the biggest arguments. You got all these veterans and people that have all this excruciating pain, but opioids are so addictive. And so they said we can let them have the marijuana in it, and it's not addictive. They say marijuana is not addictive, but you can become dependent upon it. And so, but the issue is with opioids, the argument that was made was that you have people who are prescribed opioids, And what they're doing too, they're selling them and giving them, or when their back is turned, their nephew or nieces going and getting those opioids, and the same thing with medical marijuana. If you get somebody marijuana, you have a lot of young kids. There was a lot of research that formed my opinion, but the main thing that formed my opinion, were a lot of healthcare professionals that I have a lot of respect for. They convinced me early on in the process, this is not a good bill. And you do the research, a lot of young people, they're having like brain issues because the marijuana is affecting even the function of their brain. And so, but it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Well, you know, they already got, they call it that synthetic marijuana.
I voted and I supported it. There's a liquid form of marijuana. Yeah, but I supported that because when we had that bill before us, and I forget the exact term, but we had people coming for us testifying, and you had parents coming in with their young children, and the children had helmets on because they had so many seizures during the day. and had to wear helmets. It's something in that oil.
Yeah, the TCB TSC oil.
Or TC, yeah. Whatever. It's something in that oil that when those kids were literally having 100 seizures a day, they're only having one or two. Now, I supported that.
Yeah, see, but that's not what I'm talking about. You got the, I know what you're talking about. They got that that synthetic marijuana. I think is less healthier than the actual real marijuana.
I'm not familiar with that.
And they're selling that in the stores now.
You know what I'm saying?
The thing that I'm thinking about is you said you called they called it the Compassionate Care Act.
That was it.
Okay. What about Medicaid expansion?
That's what I hit them with.
You know.
You want to talk about it. And the thing about it is, the senator who I told you, and he's one of the smartest ones up there. I love working with him. He's the one that pushes this medical marijuana is his baby. But when we first started talking about Medicaid expansion,
right,
he was one of the main ones that was against it. He was the main one that was against it.
That's compassion.
But now, when we go back in January, he's going to help us get Medicaid. He's going to try to help us get Medicaid expansion in South Carolina. It took about 10 or 12 years, but and so those are some of the things we deal with.
It's better late than never.
Right.
Yeah, and by the way, I don't smoke weed anyway. Not no more. But.
Well, I never have. And what gets me, honey, you a state trooper. It's amazing. Like, I'm going to Columbia, and I'm going to tell myself I'm probably doing 65, 70 miles. I'm flying. And the car will come zooming by me.
And you can smell it.
Yeah.
And it's, really?
I can see if they're sitting right by me. They just pass me.
Yeah.
And it's all in my truck.
Yeah.
I took my grandson to the barbershop. One day before I took him to Head Start or to preschool, and the guy's outside smoking marijuana, waiting to get the haircut, and now I got to take him to his preschool or what it was.
They think you're doing it. And now they texting their homegirl.
So yeah. Like
Senator Johnson came in smelling like weed. You know what I'm saying?
But a lot of states that I visit, they have legalized it or they have made it clear they're not going to enforce it. And you walk around trying to enjoy where you are, and you have it's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. So you know, I guess there's some good and bad to it. I don't know, but and there are some people now. I say it don't have medicinal value, and it doesn't in general. But there are some people that actually it helped give them relief. You know, so I can't argue with that. You know, yeah.
Let's get to the nonsense.
To be continued. Make sure you check out the next episode. And also, you make sure you like, subscribe, and comment on my YouTube channel, The Mill Experience. And now we also on Spotify, Apple, and Amazon. Make sure you download. Peace.